town minutes. What we'll do first is we'll go around the room, introduce ourselves for the record, and then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. And then there may be a discussion towards the end, or some questions if they have any questions. And then we will deliberate, come up with a decision, and we'll send you a results or grievance notice in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
By state statute, we have to have the notices out 14 days by the end of the hearing, which is July 8th. So it'll be 14 days after that. So you should receive something by then. It will be certified mail, and it will explain how to appeal to the next level if you wish to go do that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go around the room.
Sure.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Nice to meet you.
And this is for 76 Mill Pond Road.
Yes. Okay, so the property, the house is probably, so this house isn't livable. And if they actually walk around it, it's falling down. So, I mean, you walk in on the floors and they do this, just like the paper. And it's not safe to be in there. It needs to be jacked up and everything else. So that one is not livable at all. This one is. It's a two-bedroom. And none of our property is, you can't subdivide. We try to subdivide. Town mandates a 20-foot right away to the back, but we can't get it because there's wetlands down there. There is a horse pasture there, 1 acre horse pasture. It's just not worth $645,000. I actually called a realtor friend of mine, and he was saying, no way, absolutely no way. So I don't know, it's all gullies and wetlands. The new house is worth probably, I don't know, we only got 200,000 insurance on it. So maybe we should put a lot more on it, but it's just not worth it, and the land is not worth anything.
How much do you have insurance on it?
I think it's 200,000. I'll have to call Farmers up to make sure, but it was less than that, and he came up, he said, well, I think we have to put a little bit more on it.
That's the structure here
that's
livable. That's
where
you live.
That's where we're living.
And is it this apartment over the garage that you're in?
Yes.
Okay.
If I was smart, I would have never put the garage under. I'd have built a two-story.
Yeah, we are actually assessing it at 200,000.
You are ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, you got the breakdown?
Or yeah.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're saying the replacement cost is 219,000. But because it's built in 2017, we're reducing the value to 199,900.
Okay, so where does the, I'm kind of stupid over all this stuff. So 645,000, where does that come from? I mean,
so that's actually what's stated on
scary.
Both these pages.
What?
The 645. Yes.
So you added
it all together.
645 is adding the old house, the apartment over the garage, and the land, all added together is 645. So the 2 acre building sites in Colchester are $200,000 to $250,000. So we have yours at $220,000.
But we can't, not to interrupt, I'm sorry. But not, we can't get rid of it. We can sell it if we wanted to.
Yeah, it's an approved building site. So, that based just on the land.
Okay.
And then the extra 6 acres for the 8 acre parcel, we're adding $52,000 for that based on a straight price per acre over 3 acres. And then you add the old house, which we're saying the replacement cost new, if you were to rebuild it today, would be $334,000. But we're taking 48%, we're depreciating it 48% because of its age and condition. So we're about 50% of the value. So we're at $160,000 on that building. And then the apartment over the garage.
I got $76,000
insurance. $76,000?
I mean, if it was rebuilt, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But if one of you guys want to walk in there, fine. But if you see you'll back out.
Yeah, and it's completely not livable.
Pardon?
It's not livable at all.
No. Okay. No.
Yeah, and then the $199,000 on the, which is about, I think, what we have most dwellings over garages at four and ADUs for. So that's where it is. That's yeah, all those things up, and that's where you're getting that
$600,000. That's really good. Yeah. It's definitely not worth that. I mean, if somebody would give me $500,000, I'd take it heartbeat. I take less than that, actually. But and the barn is actually, the town has the right of way 13 feet into that barn. Because the center of the road, they got 33 feet, so they own 13 feet of that barn. Mm-hmm. Supposedly. I don't know how the road gets wider and wider, but yeah.
And the barn was built in 1940? Was it built in 1940?
I guess. Yes. I don't know. I didn't. Where Shangra's was the one that owned it prior.
Right. And what was the condition? What's the condition of the barn?
It's old. Mm-hmm. It's old. There's a lot of beams underneath it to hold it up. It looks good because I painted it. See, I couldn't get insurance on any of the property because we had to make it look good. So we painted it and we sprayed the roof, and then I was able to get insurance. We started with Farmers Co-op, and they dropped us when they looked at the barn. And I didn't want to tear it down because it's a nice old barn, but it's old. So how much at this rate, how much do you think the taxes will go up? See, that's my biggest concern. It'd be nice if you said, okay, this, you're not going to pay on any of this until next year. We'll get through this year, and then you can save that much for next year. But it doesn't work that way. Then if you can't pay for it, it's a big fine, and money's tight.
You're right in the average.
Right in the average?
So you might pay a little bit more, a little bit less.
So we pay like $8,200 now.
It's going to be pretty close to that.
It will stay close to that. So that relieves me a little bit. I've been really worried sick over
it. It'd be somewhere between 80s, just a guessing, like 80, 85, maybe 85. 9.
It wouldn't go up a whole.
No. Couple hundred dollars.
And again, if the old house was livable, this wouldn't be too big of a deal.
And I think part of it is, you know, the building site values are gone up so much.
It's just scary when you see the difference between 25 to 26. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Do you have any plans to remove the building, the old?
Pardon?
Do you have any plans to remove the original house?
I would like to go in. It's taken me a year and a half to get all the I-beams. So I still would like to go in and shore it up and try to redo it, because Ruthie and I'm 74, working all the time. Them stairs are killers, going up and down the stairs. We'd like to redo the old house and maybe live there, because we really like the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she goes back and forth to the doctors a lot. You know, so.
Yeah. It's hard to find more than an acre in town.
I know.
You know?
So it's hard. We'd like to stay here, but it, depending if it keep going up and up and up, we're going to have to put a for sale sign on it.
Yeah. I'm all set. Any other questions?
Yeah. I feel sorry for you guys because, you got an out-of-stater that went and did all of this, and you got to put up with all the grief.
Yeah, that's all right.
So do you remember Aunt B?
Yes.
Do you? So my mom was Claire, that Aunt B was, we're all related somehow.
Oh, yeah, it's a small world.
It is. So.